in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. It's been a little bit, but Biden is now the president.
Elect.
And elect, yes, elect. Still a couple months, January something.
Like
4th, I think.
No, 70 days, about almost like 2.5 months.
Okay. Yeah, so in the meantime, we're going to expect Trump and the GOP to just push through a bunch of random shit.
Yeah.
So, but real quick on the voter turnout numbers, it is technically true. This is the highest voter turnout rate for, I mean, in recent history, in the past like 100 years. 2016 was 59.2%, and this election was 66.4%. So pretty good, and even still, there's a lot of room for improvement for that. And it was an extremely close race. It should not have been this close.
No, it shouldn't.
Honesty.
If I'm being honest, that shows kind of the weakness of the candidates both. That there wasn't really a good choice. By no means am I going to just go on anti-Biden spiels this entire recording. But turnout is still not the best for the amount of voting population that we have. And I'll just say this, and this will be the last anti-Biden thing that I'll try to say, but I do believe that if Trump would have just did 1/10 better with the corona response and stimulus, I think he would have won. I think he would have won, honestly.
Yeah, I think so too. It, yeah, I think that there's the silver lining that I'm trying to go with is that it was a close race, and it, but that can be empowering in a way. The unions in Pennsylvania and Nevada, like especially, were really clutch for Biden. Swinging those states, and Georgia even swinged, which was like literally no one could like give a definitive prediction on how that was going to turn out. But it did flip blue for Biden, but with Georgia there's still runoffs for the Senate election, for one of them anyways, and hopefully the Democrats can win that seat. And then there were a couple QAnon candidates that won across the country. I think 4 House members got it. Of course, Georgia with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We've talked about her plenty before. And then there was Connecticut, Eric Berthel. There's Colorado. I don't know. The articles are... The names are spread out through this article. Lauren Boebert from Colorado. And then there was one more. Tennessee. Susan Lynn from Tennessee. So we're going to get some nice QAnon stuff on the House floor every now and then.
Yeah.
So that'll be entertaining.
And that should serve to me as a warning that if Democrats aren't effective and spending their political capital in the next 2 years, that the QAnon people could very well do what the Tea Party did in 2010 and take over the House.
Yeah.
And that's some scary shit. That's some scary shit.
Some scary shit.
People are scared of the economic uncertainty, the virus uncertainty, and Democrats aren't very good at capturing that those people that are scared with messages of hope, while the Republicans are excellent at cultivating that anger, that resentment, and that fear into coalitions. And it's been that way for a long time. I have to say that, like with this, that I'm already seeing people say that we can't criticize Biden, that we should wait until he's in office, that we should not be trying to turn the screws to him whatsoever to push him left after they told us for months, if you vote for Biden, we can push him left. We can push him left. You got to push him left. And now that's just like, no, don't push him left. You can't. Which, you know, I predicted would happen. I knew we would do the same song and dance, that we can't criticize people because we are we're just political tribes now, unfortunately, that do not sufficiently critique our leadership, no matter what party it's on. And let me say this. Do I think Joe Biden is necessarily a bad guy? No, I don't. Do I think his views are antiquated? I think they're very antiquated. And I don't think that his views match the struggles ahead. I don't think his views, like his political, his entire political identity can combat the struggles that we are going to go through in the next couple of years with COVID, with the economic fallout that happens to it, and with the rise of radical right wing. Just because Trump's not in office, 70 million people still voted for him. And do I think those 70 million people are all going to be packing their guns and, you know, start shit? No, but there's going to be a significant population that will.
Yeah, there will be. They're already talking. I mean, they're always talking about it, but they're especially angry right now. I guess you're right about Biden's views being antiquated. I think what like really sums Biden up for me really well is how he voted against the idea of universal health care, even when he was struggling to pay for his son's cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. So it's like he's absolutely so bought into neoliberalism as it exists now, and he just doesn't want to change it. And he's not even like, you could at least make the argument that Trump was like profiting from neoliberalism, like a lot. Biden doesn't even want to do that just because he like believes in it. So no, he's not going to rock the boat. Kamala, I'm not sure what she's going to do. Of course I don't have any huge expectations of her. Democrats are notoriously bad about using their political capital. See if that changes, if they have a change in strategy, but I doubt it. But I am curious to see what Kamala does. And I'm more interested to see all the conservatives overreact and call every move she does like Marxist and communist and all this stuff. That's going to be amusing. But I don't know. It's just a crazy election. And this is only the start of it, of course. Like, we've got to actually push through policy. We've got to pressure Biden and try to get him to budge a little bit. We'll see what happens. The Senate is looking to be really close as it is, which effectively means that the Republicans are still going to control the Senate. I think they're up by one or two.
They're up by one, but we have two runoff elections in Georgia. Purdue is at that mark, I believe, of being runoff, and plus Loeffler, or whatever her name is under runoff. So the best they could hope for is a tied Senate, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And where they could claim the majority, because I'll have Harris as a tiebreaker, of course. But we need to talk about like how terrible the candidates were for Senate for just a second. Sarah Gideon loss to Susan Collins, all this hoopla for years since Trump's been in office and Susan Collins has signed off on a majority of his shit, was that we need to get rid of Susan Collins. We need to get rid of Susan Collins. Well, they put Sarah Gideon in there, and she was projected to win, but she did not. She lost significantly. We need to talk about Jamie Harris, who is going against Lindsey Graham, who is a little too cozy to big money, in my opinion, and that may have cost him, despite him raising a records amount of money from across the country to go against Lindsey Graham, who helped push Amy Coney Barrett through after saying he would not after the Garland thing. And Amy McGrath was just terrible. She couldn't even win a local election for state. And they were going to give her a statewide election, and she couldn't do it either because she was Trump. She said she was a Trump Democrat. So I think that the Democrat Party, in my opinion, really needs to do some soul searching. That realize that these candidates that they're picking to win statewide races don't particularly inspire. And usually those that inspire are the ones that win elections for the Democrats. Joe Biden, in my opinion, is an anomaly, and that's just because Trump bungled the coronavirus pandemic so hard and the economic recovery, such as stimulus packages, so hard. And the Democrats also lost 10 seats. They are going to retain their majority with 218 when they had 228. And something needs to be said about the Democratic leadership, and that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have both lost significant seats to an unpopular party, to an unpopular president. And that's just because people don't really trust Congress. They don't trust what these centrist, in my opinion, these centrist candidates are saying. They don't mobilize effectively. And that's a problem. Is like, I do have hope for Georgia. And despite my personal feelings that on Stacey Abrams being a little too moderate for my taste and her liking of Ayn Rand, I think she has done well at mobilizing Georgia to flip it blue. And I think she can do it again with these runoff races. I don't know, but I think she can. And I think that's the best bet right now.
Yeah, that's the hope, is that the Democrats actually put enough resources and money and outreach campaigns to get people to go to the runoffs. We will see if they really try to follow through, or if they will be content with a Republican-led Senate for another, is it 2 years?
For at least another 2 years. Yeah. I haven't checked. I can't remember the map for 2022 election-wise, who's up, because there was such an emphasis on this focus on 2020. I remember that big narrative in 2018 that the reason why they didn't retake the Senate, they retook the House, but they lost seats in the Senate, actually, if people don't remember. And I remember everybody's like, it was a hard map anyways. It was a hard map. 2020 is going to be our year because it's an easier map. More Republicans have to defend their seats than Democrats. Cool story, bro. They still didn't do it.
Yeah, they still couldn't manage.
They still didn't do it. And the map was heavily in their favor. In states like, I can let go of Montana. Like, even as popular as the candidate was there, he was going against a popular Republican incumbent. I can even let go of Kentucky, despite how terrible Amy McGrath was. But what I cannot let go of is Susan fucking Collins winning. I cannot let go of that. The fuss that's been raised for years to unseat her, and choke artist. Same with North Carolina with Tillis, is not very, kind of leans unpopular, and Cunningham had some good, you know, momentum going, but at the end he was dragged down by his own sex scandal. And they're choke artists. The Democrats are effectively choke artists. They choke in the big game. They can win the big prize, the presidency, but they can't seem to cross that path to get the Senate. And they damn sure, you know, have a lot of work to do in, you know, local races, because so many state legislators have been effectively taken over by Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got to get their shit together. And honestly, I don't know what's going to convince them to do it at this point.
I don't know either. I would like to say that if a Republican that's as bad as Trump runs again, but the best they could give us this time was, like, in the face of the ultimate evil, as Trump was perceived to be, in the face of, you know, just like the ultimate, you gotta vote Biden because Trump will destroy our democracy in 4 years. The best they can muster up was Amy McGrath and Gideon. That's the best they could come up with. And Biden. And you know, and I do feel like the Democrat Party did more to destroy Bernie Sanders than it did to, you know, actually win this race. And I as I said, if Trump would have done just a smidge better, I think we wouldn't be talking like we are today.
Yeah, I 100% agree. It's mind blowing. All of this stuff is just, it's mind blowing.
Yeah.
And I think the big fear that I have for the next, for 2022, but especially 2024, is this whole narrative that the conservatives have been building up for months, saying Democrats are going to steal the elections with illegal mail-in ballots and stuff. And if it was like this close of a margin for Biden to barely win over someone who fucked up so badly, any Republican is going to take 2024 if the Democrats don't learn their lessons and get their shit together. So that's the big question. Are they going to get their shit together? No one really knows at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's also still 2020. Anything could happen.
Yeah, anything could happen. So. Now, let's put it this way. I don't think this election's over this week. I see court cases popping up. I see the ridiculous idea of Republicans trying to get faithless electors to put it back into the favor of Trump. I don't think any of these things will work. If Trump would have won more states, if he would have retained Georgia and Pennsylvania, or like, if he would have retained Georgia and Pennsylvania, I could see like a court case where a court might hear it, like the Supreme Court. But losing those states plus Nevada and Arizona, there'll just be a bunch of hoopla and a bunch of like loud noises from him and his base. And it's just going to muddy the waters and just cause more people to doubt the election. And that's the unfortunate part, because he will not concede. I am curious how him going to the inauguration is going to work. What's going to happen there? Is he going to leave peacefully? I doubt it. I'm not sure how bad it'll be. Whether they're going to have to drag him out kicking or screaming, or if he just pouts for a couple of days. But I don't think he is going to go quietly.
No, he's not. I see him making a big show out of it, but it's not going to come down to federal agents dragging him out.
No, it'll be a big show. Yeah. I know everybody has this dream
that he will be dragged out kicking and screaming on live television, and he will be immediately tried for all of his crimes, and he will go to prison, and his family will go to prison. But that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
No. Not
even. He will make a big hoopla, scream, and then he will just leave the White House in the middle of the night. Hopefully they sanitize that bitch thoroughly before Joe Biden gets in there. Despite my feelings about Joe Biden, I don't wish any harm on him or like in, you know, any misfortune of like that. But go on.
Sorry. I was going to say, the Secretary of, not Secretary of State.
Oh, his chief of staff has coronavirus.
Meadows. That's it.
I mean, if Trump catches corona twice, I'm just going to be fucking impressed at this point. Like, that's all I can say, is I'm just going to be impressed that it's happened twice. And it's just going, and not because, the only reason why I'm going to be impressed is just because of the ineptitude of it all.
Yeah, that's one too many times to flirt with death like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I had to butt in for that before.
Yeah. I completely forgot it. So much has happened.
Yeah, I had a bunch of tweets saved up the last couple weeks, but it's just like the timing didn't work out, and plus, like, this shit's been so stressful, so we both kind of needed a break from just covering politics every week.
It's one of those. There's a lot going on, but he's never going to go to prison. I'm sorry, they will let him go, and in the sake of unity, because his base is insane. And he is going to be tweeting up a storm, unless Twitter actually bans him, which I would laugh so hard. But he's going to be tweeting up a storm. He's going to be promoting his whatever conspiracy would probably be the mail-in hoax that he never truthfully lost the election. He always won. Just like he was doing in 2008 to 2016, where he was promoting that Obama wasn't a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. I wonder if Trump actually got banned from Twitter, if he would actually go to Parler or something like that.
Oh, nobody's like that. I mean, he would probably like it better on Parler because nobody's going to fuck with him. But he also is not going to have the audience that he has on Twitter because, you know, sorry, but Parler's kind of just... Like, I'm banned, but I occasionally just see what's going on, and it's pretty lonely over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've checked in a couple times, too. It's kind of a wasteland. Lots of cannibalism. I mean, if you think, like, Twitter is cannibalistic with everyone on the platform, magnify that. That's Parler. No one really likes it over there. I don't know. I didn't really have too much else I wanted to talk about with the election. I mean, of course, there's Trump's base, like, doing all the conflicting messagings. while the votes were being counted, like, some were saying count the vote, some were saying stop the votes, trying to
that's so beautiful,
forcibly do that. Oh yeah, it was a little bit incredible. They just couldn't make up their mind, so, you know, throw something at the wall and see what sticks. There was another clip I saw. I didn't save it, but it was a bunch of Trump supporters after they learned they lost the election, and they were singing "We Are the Champions."
My favorite is the video of them playing "Killing in the Name of" while dancing in the street with MAGA flags and MAGA hats.
No way.
Yes, 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 yes. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Twitter, and I immediately was just like, what is happening here? Wrong answers only.
Oh, that's the best. That's by far the best that I've heard. Dude. Yeah, they got, you know, God Bless the USA and some Rage Against the Machine. And next, you know, they're going to start playing Anti-Flag and like thinking it's legit.
I know.
Like against Biden.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, that's too good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
Yeah.
This year's been fucking weird.
It's weird. It's a weird year, man. It's a weird year.
Yeah. But I am, and I was telling you this before, but I am absolutely looking forward to kicking off the work week and seeing all the insane shit my workplace is throwing around. We'll be throwing around.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be insane.
It's going to be excellent.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. You got to forward me some of those articles.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. For sure. I'm going to be just listening to, doing my usual shit posting on Twitter. And you know, getting hate from everybody these days, it seems like. I get hate from leftists, I get hate from liberals, I get hate from conservatives. It's fantastic being in my position. Like, everybody thinks that they're just like, oh, well, you don't. I'm like, no, this is, I have built a throne of just dumb hate. Of people just coming in with the dumbest takes possible on each side. And I'm just like, no, no, that's incredibly stupid. I'm sorry. So I'm going to continue doing that. My account's limited again because I got reported.
Oh, rip.
Yeah, it'll be back to normal in a couple of days. Eventually, I'm going to get banned. And when I am banned, it will be the sweet release from the hellscape.
Yeah, it's fuck, I wasn't gonna say anything important, but whatever I had in mind, it just like vanished.
It just went
brain fart. Yep. It's just gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone. Well,
it's totally gone.
We got anything else?
No, I don't. Maybe we'll do this soon.
We'll do this soon. We'll come back. I kind of want to keep on periodically coming back until the inauguration, at least.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's going to be a consistent schedule because me and David have other projects that we are doing now. But yeah, we'll try to be back as soon as possible.
Yep. All right. Thanks for tuning in and stay safe.